This is Shelley Koffler, KERA News. On Monday, early voting begins in Texas. If you haven't heard a lot about it, it might be because the evolving Ebola crisis has overwhelmed news coverage, even for one campaign where Ebola seems to be the issue.
Hello, Judge Jenkins.
Hi, how are you?
At noon Thursday, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins began taping a radio interview with NPR's Melissa Block. As the public official coordinating the local response for Ebola, Jenkins had been on the go since 4:30 a.m., mapping out strategy, appearing on TV shows, attending meetings with hospital staff, as well as state and federal partners. Republican Ron Natinsky, who wants to unseat Jenkins in less than 3 weeks, has accused him of using Ebola to grandstand and of doing a poor job of protecting the public's health.
I think we should have initially quarantined the people who were suspected as possibly being in contact.
Jenkins mostly ignores Natinsky's jabs.
My view is it's not about politics or re-election right now. It's about the public health.
While Natinsky has tried to make the Ebola response an issue in his uphill campaign, the media is barely covering that. In fact, most local and statewide candidates are getting far less coverage than usual. Few reporters showed up Wednesday in North Texas to hear Republican candidate for Governor Greg Abbott, or Thursday to cover Leticia Vandepute, the Democrat running for lieutenant governor. SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson says Ebola has sucked the oxygen out of the room for other stories.
It's really hard to get people's attention off of Ebola, which tends to kind of freeze the races where they were before this story broke.
Wilson's SMU colleague, Professor Cal Gilson, says that's bad news for Democrat Wendy Davis, who may have been gaining on Abbott when the Ebola crisis began.
This might have squashed that because people's attention is gone, and Greg Abbott has $30 million to close out the last 3 weeks. She had 5.7.
Gilson says the results on November 4th may be a historic low turnout. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.